Good morning. It's the 6th of September. Our New Testament reading today is 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. I'm reading to you from Brother Michael Ashton's book once again. I read, knowing that the New Testament ecclesia started in Jerusalem, the Macedonian ecclesias felt a great debt of loyalty to their brethren and sisters in Judea. Though they were poor themselves, they saw that as no excuse and responded with grace to the report of poverty in Judea. Grace is a widely misunderstood concept, but this section in 2 Corinthians is very helpful in making it clearer. The offer of salvation is God's grace to mankind, something he is prepared to bestow freely. Man's response to the divine offer is also described as grace, in this case meaning thankfulness, as we see in the RV margin of Hebrews 12 verse 28. There is also a third meaning, and this is the main thrust of 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. An appreciation of God's grace cannot stop with mere feelings of thankfulness. His grace is exemplary, demanding that those who benefit from it act graciously towards others, as he has to them. In particular, this requires being aware of others' needs and, where it lies within one's powers, extending assistance without thought of recompense. In addition, therefore, to translating this Greek word charis as grace, it also appears as gift in verses 4 and 19 of chapter 8, and liberality in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 3. The brethren and sisters in Macedonia provided the best possible example of this practical gratitude, but it was an example intended to shame the Corinthians into action. The Macedonian ecclesias were generous beyond their ability, and because they had a willing spirit, they pressed the apostle, absolutely insisting that they be allowed to share the responsibility of helping the brethren and sisters in Judea. To give generously in these circumstances was a practical expression of the fellowship that existed between the ecclesias in Macedonia and Judea. Like grace, fellowship becomes a word closely connected with the collection for the poor saints in Jerusalem, sometimes translated as sharing or contribution. Fellowship is very personal, and the Macedonians completely understood what they were doing, for before giving anything they possessed, they gave themselves. This is the principle of dedication, where the things that are dedicated represent the person. Without personal involvement, dedication is valueless. When Jesus commented on the failure of many of his contemporaries, he focused on this point. You say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is korban, that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother. That's from Mark chapter 7. Gifts must involve the giver. The brethren and sisters in Macedonia therefore first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. Their generosity would have been meaningless as an act of fellowship if they were separated from Christ or from representatives of other ecclesias, such as the Apostle Paul and his companions. The Corinthians seem to have forgotten these principles and were instead focusing on their own needs. Brother Michael writes, this is a desperately sad aspect of any tension between brethren. It saps the energy from all worthwhile pursuits and diverts attention from important things to matters that ultimately are trivial and unimportant. So let us heed those lessons and warnings. Thank you for listening to me.